Gail is back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. Stocks dived in Asian trade today, led by a sell-off in Wall Street futures, while oil prices surged after Israel conducted a military strike on Iran. The escalation in hostilities in the Middle East, a major oil-producing region, adds a fresh layer of uncertainty for financial markets at a time of heightened pressure on the global economy from US President Donald Trump's aggressive and erratic trade policies. To discuss what all this means, I'm joined in studio now by Paul Somerville, founder and CEO of Somerville Advisory Markets. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Well, where to begin? Let's start with how the markets are reacting and what we can expect.
Yeah,
well,
we've seen an explosion of volatility this morning. The DAX index is indicated to open around 400 lower. The Dow Jones should be down around 600. We've seen gold prices up about $40. But we are coming from a very calm place. Since the explosion of volatility in early April, equity markets have been doing very, very well across the globe. In the VIX index, for an example, we've seen a 63% decline in the VIX index. That's the largest fall, 9-week fall we've ever seen. So equity markets are doing quite well. Emerging markets up 20% for 2025. DAX index up about 20%. The S&P and the Nasdaq coming back from very, very big sell-offs back to flat. So equity markets have been calm since this morning, but all the action has been in the bond markets and in the currency markets.
So looking at oil prices now, varying reports of surges between 9 and 12%. What will energy traders be looking at and how could this impact on food and fuel prices here, especially if Iran retaliates to Israel strikes or targets the Strait of Hormuz?
Well, we got the inflation data in the US during the week and it was absolutely frigid, very, very cold. But the markets were totally expecting that. Now, oil prices have actually gone up about 40% since early April. So the markets are anticipating that more inflation is going to be coming through the system. So it's just exacerbated this morning. But the markets were already anticipating that. And that's why bond yields were trading higher and the dollar's trading lower. So markets are anticipating rather than looking at the inflation data at the moment. And they're saying because of the spending that Donald Trump is doing, because of the way the US is handling or mishandling their finances, the markets are anticipating more inflation into the system. And that's just shown with those oil prices up 40% since April.
And you mentioned the dollar there. So it sank to a 3-year low yesterday after President Trump said he'll send out letters with trade deal terms. The euro, on the other hand, soared to its highest level in almost 4 years against the dollar. What are the implications of these changes for us here?
Well, yes, I mean, the dollar's fallen about 11% since the start of 2025. So that means for US tourists coming to Ireland this summer, our prices are 11% higher for those guys who are spending the money into this economy. And also for our exports going over to the US, that's a 12% headwind in 2025 before tariffs are even contemplated. So you can see that the pressure is coming on the dollar and also on bond yields. And the reason being is because the mismanagement of the US economy and the spending. You know, the deficit spending is about 7% of GDP at the moment, which is really recessionary type spending or what we saw in the 1980s, for an example. So what market participants are saying is, look, these guys are going to print money. They're going to try and inflate their way out of this problem. You know, the debt in the USA is going up $1 trillion every 100 days. That's how much the spending is going. So the marketers are anticipating, said, right, well, if you're going to do that, the dollar is going to need to fall. And that's why the dollar is under so much pressure. Now, this morning, that obviously the dollar is up because it's a safe haven type trade this morning. But in general, the dollar has been hit very, very badly for those reasons.
Okay, that's all we have time for this morning. Paul Somerville, founder and CEO of Somerville Advisory Markets, thanks for joining us on the programme. We'll have more business in the next hour.